Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. It is WEEI Afternoons. I'm Christian Arcan, live here in studio. Andy Hart alongside, although not really because he's somewhere else. I don't know. Where are you, Andy? Where are you today?
I'm in my home studio.
Oh, wow. Wow, listen to that. It's a good home studio.
Not really. It's a spare bedroom slash junk room slash who knows what.
Do you have the spongy walls with the egg crate? You got that going on in there?
No, I'm not that professional. I got a nice microphone. I got a desk. I got a laptop that is supposed to be sending me you and you to me, but right now I don't see anything. But,
oh, good. Yeah. That's all right. We didn't need to see you anyway. What we did need to see last night was some football, and that was a great football game. I think we can all agree that was a tremendous start to the year. Why does my mic sound like this? Do I sound weird? Like, Andy Hart's on remote, and he sounds better than me. How's that possible?
I was actually wondering the same thing.
I think so. Yeah, that's a little bit better now. Okay, good. I'm glad everything's working in here so swimmingly as we get to this Patriots Friday here on WEEI, Boston Sports Original. Let's go ahead and start right there with what you just heard that we bumped in with. The season is underway. The Baltimore Ravens coming up short against the Kansas City. My Baltimore Ravens, who I picked to win the Super Bowl, coming up short against the Kansas City Chiefs once again. Andy Hart, initial impressions from that game.
I just wish his toe was in, because that was a very, very good opening football game. And we were talking yesterday about rivalries and building rivalries. I think Lamar needed that one to help ignite the rivalry with Patrick Mahomes. And obviously he missed Zay Flowers before the likely
sure
TD,
did.
No TD. Yes, he did. I also, my bigger takeaway is we talk about Drake May and would he last behind this offensive line. I'm not sure Lamar is going to last behind that offensive line. I don't think it's very good, and I don't think the way he was running is sustainable. I know he's a runner. He took some pretty good pops last night. I'm not sure he can do that for 17 straight weeks and survive the season at his lower weight, because that was one of the big talking points, how he lost weight
so fast. They would not stop talking about it. They made it seem like he was this big fat guy last year.
Right.
And then now all of a sudden, wow, now he's finally in shape. It's like Lamar Jackson's always been in pretty good shape, I thought. And he was always very fast. And they talked about him like he was Eddie Lacy last year and suddenly got slim.
Right.
I thought that was very interesting angle to take from the NBC crew there. But all in all, I mean, what more can you ask for? A back and forth game, some exciting touchdowns there. We'll get to Mr. Worthy and his two touchdowns for Kansas City. They certainly seem to have found something there. The game that Patrick Mahomes had, Lamar Jackson, and of course, the way that it ended with Isaiah Likely, as you just heard, landing with his toe on the line, reminiscent of Kevin Durant a couple years ago against Giannis and the Bucks. And that is the way it ended. And it seems like same old story. I think a lot of people were coming away from the game with that impression. You know, it's just at the end of these games, the Kansas City Chiefs make fewer mistakes than the other teams, and the Ravens did make some mistakes. The Chiefs did try and give that game away. Let's not make it out like they played a perfect game and their situational football was just, you know, top notch here to start the year. They made some big mistakes in that game and almost gave it away, but the Ravens just unable to capitalize on it. I do want to get to the offensive line, which you just talked about, Andy, because there was a lot of penalties. Hockley, man, he really likes being on screen. I don't know if it's because he's got big guns like his dad there. He likes to show him off and show everybody how great a shape he's in or what it is. But, man, he was throwing tons of flags there for illegal procedure, lining up off the line, all the same penalties that you saw the Patriots get flagged with in the game that he was calling in the preseason, which kind of destroys my whole idea. It was just a preseason thing, and they're going to emphasize that rule. They're emphasizing it in week one on maybe the most watched game other than the Super Bowl that you're going to have all season.
That was the most unfortunate thing last night. If you were on social media, there was just so much reaction and talk to the flags and the officials, and you have Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. You have a marquee matchup, two Super Bowl contenders, and we're talking about the freaking officiating. And then I thought it was maddening because to me, they were picking nits. Like,
yeah,
it was not, you know, egregious. And then there was even, I don't know what they want to clean up. And that's the other thing that bothers me, because I thought there were some of those tackle gets a jump on the snap, false starts that they just let go. And then they're going to call a guy for lining up maybe an inch behind where he's supposed to be. I'm not even sure. I think some of them were called on guys that were actually legal formations. So just stop it. Put the flags away. And taking that as my leaping off point, I hate talking about officials and all this crap. I have long been an advocate for getting rid of instant replay, or at least slow motion instant replay in all of sports. Getting rid of it. I think
you want it to be less accurate. You want the calls to be less accurate and maybe less right.
Because I think more often than not, replay makes things worse and ruins the game, whether it's right or wrong. First of all, they still get a lot wrong with replays, as Patriots fans will point out, comparing last night's call to a call against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. But beyond that, we've gotten down to replay was originally designed to fix really egregious, horrific mistakes. Mm-hmm. And would the world be a worse place if the refs on the field called this half an inch inbounds and they score a touchdown and then we get the chance to see whether they kick a PAT or go for two? And like, to me, this was not a horrific mistake. This was a call by an official that, yes, when you, what is it, NBC it up close with their extra camera. Yeah, okay, he's out of bounds by a toe length, but the world would keep turning, and I just think it ruins sports, all of sports. I hate the baseball.
Sounds like a man who lost a bet last night, doesn't it? Like, it wouldn't be right or anything, but the world would keep spinning, and, you know, I would have won my bet, and that would have been way better.
I think it's more fun that this game continues, and then maybe we get a still photo from the AP later, and you're like, oh, he might have been out. That, to me, is more fun than replay and taking away a play, and baseball and basketball are the worst. All these reviews. So I've long been an advocate for the removal of all instant replay, and I would say, even though they got it right, I'm not claiming they got it wrong last night. They absolutely got it right. This is one that I think would have been more fun as a neutral observer. I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm not a Ravens fan. As a neutral observer, this is one I would have been okay if they got wrong by a toe length.
I think that, you know, it would have been more exciting to see the two-point conversion, because Harbaugh was running out saying, go, we're going for two, we're going for two. So the game would have ended right then anyway. I mean, it would have been either a win or a loss there anyway. So you really only got, you know, you really only lost like 2 seconds. But they got the call right. I mean, listen, if they screw it up, and they're not getting, you know, it's a question of whether it was a catch or not. You know, some of the more vague, kind of nebulous calls that get made that are open to interpretation, fine. When it's a toe on the line, it's a toe on the line. Like, that to me is not open to interpretation. No matter what happened in 2017, I saw people bitching about that 2022 play with the Raiders, and it's like, oh, really? Is that what ruined that season? That one play against the Raiders, is that really it? You know, is that why that team didn't get their feet off the ground? Like, that, I think, is just sort of, you know, the crybaby crap after the fact. But in general, I think that these instant, especially on scoring plays, like, right? Every turnover, every scoring play, they automatically go back and review it. I don't think that they should stop doing that, do you?
I do. I think I would allow for full speed reviews on scoring plays. I might allow for that. No slow motion.
You can't slow it down.
NBC it, zoom in seven times. If it's that bad a mistake, you should be able to tell watching it full speed once or twice. Boom, let's move on, make a call, keep it, get away from it. Because this game was not without obvious egregious mistakes. You're not allowed to call a timeout if you're not the head coach,
right? That's right, yeah. They let Spagnuolo run up and do it, yeah.
Right, and he did it, and there's no repercussions. There's no way to fix that. So let's not pretend there's no mistakes in these games, in this, you know, high-importance game between contenders, and Super Bowl trips could be on the line, right? This could decide the number one seed where the AFC title game is played. It could decide who goes to a Super Bowl. You win a Super Bowl. Maybe the Chiefs are worth another $500 million, and they're letting guys just smile. Did you see Spagnuolo's smile after he called it?
Yes.
They're just like, I know I'm not allowed to do that, but appreciate you giving me the, like, what are we doing here? That would be like Chris Webber when he called timeout. They just laugh it off. No, there's rules for a reason, and they can't get them right.
All right, but it sounds like you want there to be more wrong calls. Like, that's what you're advocating for. You're advocating for them for not look at it and not slow it down and not have replays. So you want things to be worse.
And it wouldn't
than they
be
are
worse.
Right now. Yes, of course
it'd be
it would.
Better. Last night would be a better night for everybody involved if that was a touchdown.
There would be more mistakes. That would have been a mistake, would it not?
Oh, I don't know if there would be more mistakes or less mistakes. Remember when the PI call reviews came in and you're like, they can't get anything right. They don't know what they're looking for. They overlook at things. That is my problem. It ruins the energy of a football game. It ruins the excitement of a live sporting event. And you don't have to agree with me. It's not the 5 o'clock hour, but we can argue in the 2 o'clock hour.
Oh, we will argue. We'll argue all through the show, I think, today. If this
perfect.
Well, here's the thing.
Friday's fight day here on the afternoon.
I'll go in the opposite direction. I don't think they need refs on the field anymore. Just have the eye in the sky, and that's it. You don't need it. You don't need refs on the field. You have enough cameras all over the stadium. You have them in the pylons in the end zone. You have them all over the place. Just go to Paramus or wherever they have the you know, the guy that they call into and do the video reviews, and just do it that way. Like, we don't need these refs anymore. I'm tired of Hockuley. I'm tired of the entire Hockuley bloodline going out there and flexing and throwing flags every 10 seconds. Like, I don't need to see or hear from those guys ever again. You can really, honestly, I'd be perfectly fine. And in baseball too, robot umps. Like, I don't need these people out there doing this anymore. It doesn't really add anything to the experience for me.
The only thing I would question there, in a way, I kind of agree with you. That extreme, my extreme is one way, your extreme is the other way. What are you doing about, like, pass interference and holding calls?
Same thing.
The lasers are calling like...
No, someone's watching it on camera somewhere else, and they take a look at it, and there it is, yeah.
You know how many weird stoppages you'd have because somebody from NFL Films buzzed in? Nope. And who's he buzzing to if there's no officials on the field? How does that work?
The eye in the sky. The eye in the sky is the final call. That's it. That's the
yeah, but
how
do they stop the game?
What do you mean, how do you stop the game?
How do you stop the game? If somebody is watching from afar, who's he buzzing to stop the game?
You just say penalty. There's a penalty, gets an out. You have one guy down there who makes the announcement.
Okay, so
but he doesn't actually make the call. He's just the vessel that announces the penalties, right?
He's middle management.
He's basically, yeah, he's like Michael Buffer. He's like, all right, that was a... He pulls down the microphone. He goes, pass interference. Like, that's basically my vision for that. I think that would work out just fine. I don't need everybody down. I don't need a back judge and a line judge and the white hat and all these guys huddling up and doing all that, because they're just going to go to the eye in the sky anyway. So just make that the way it goes. And forget about all this. I think that would make things better.
And you don't think this would bring into question some of the veracity of calls and maybe management of games? And, oh, you know, it's funny how it's coming from league offices. There's already enough questions about, is it scripted? Do they love the Chiefs?
That's going to happen either way.
It gets worse if it's not actual human beings on the field. If it's, you have no idea who the person is. He's in a random TV studio somewhere watching a camera of the offensive line play or the secondary play, and he's buzzing down to some guy and gets to make the call. Like, you know, he's the Wizard of Oz.
How about this? AI referees. Huh? Huh? You got the little robot there with the eyeball. They just, you know, they have the whole thing programmed in with pass interference, like, and all that looks like. And they just
the guy at BJ's that beeps and
yes. The guy at Market Basket, that robot that follows you around and gives you advice. Exactly.
No.
That's what I want.
No, they make me very uncomfortable. They make me move. There's weird, like, stare downs. They take up too much space. That would be terrible.
Those things don't. They don't bother me that much. I'll be walking down the grocery store. I see him. I say, hey, buddy. And, you know, just, I'm not shoplifting in front of him. Yeah, sure. You know?
You say hi to a robot.
Hey, how's it going, robot?
Does he say hi back?
Sometimes. It's like, hello, Christian. Welcome to Stop and Shop, or whatever it says. Yes.
They creep me out. I don't want anything to do with them. And I don't want them on my football
field.
You're
just afraid of the future. You're just a typical old guy afraid
of technology.
Yeah, I've
watched enough movies. I know how this ends without humans.
What it sounds like to me. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got a lot to get through today. Reacting to the first game of the season, the Kansas City Chiefs, who... A lot of people said they got lucky last night. I think at this point, it's hard to call this team lucky, this Patrick Mahomes-led team lucky. They do get breaks here and there, and they did get some breaks last night. They didn't get any of those illegal formation calls, but the penalties did end up almost evening out. I think it was 7-6, and the yards were comparable, too. Chiefs got called for a ton of holds, and it seemed like, you know, despite all those early flags on Baltimore, they did end up evening out over the course of the game. I don't think that that played a huge role in anything, and I don't think that they really called it all that badly. That last play at the end, I think they got it exactly right. So, in general, I don't think that there was a huge ref discrepancy, and I don't think that you can say the Chiefs are lucky or that the Chiefs have the league in their back pocket or anything like that. Honestly, at this point, I think it's better for the NFL if the Chiefs do lose a couple of games or, you know, do get knocked out in the playoffs or something, and an actual challenger and a legit rival emerges for the Chiefs. I think that's something that the league would probably like. You know, that's better drama. That's more entertaining, I think. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. So, I don't know. I think that all in all, when you're as good as Kansas City is and you've been there as many times as they have been, yeah, sometimes there's some luck that comes into it, but you got to be good, you know, and they're as good as it gets.
And I didn't think either team, to piggyback off Isaiah Likely, did either team play what is anything close to their best game? I didn't think so. I think there's a lot of room for growth on both those teams to play.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Play better. And I think you're right. If the league were scripting or manipulating things or treating this like a boxing promoter or a wrestling promoter, I think you want the Ravens to win. The non-title fight goes right to the Ravens, and then you set up a title fight in the AFC Championship game that has more intrigue because the Ravens won the regular season matchup. Oh, they're challenging the unbeatable heavyweight champ in Patrick Mahomes. So, no, I thought in some ways this game was a little sloppy. In some ways, it showed the talent on both teams. I know we're going to get into Xavier Worthy. I'm going to have to do a mea culpa on him at least after 1 week. Dude fast and dude affected the offense for the Kansas City Chiefs. There is no doubt about that. You know, I know from fantasy purposes, a lot of people were wondering where Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews were, if they were even playing in the
betting
game.
Betting purposes, I think someone was wondering about that. Someone we're talking to right now, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got one half of your parlay. I missed two. Except I missed on the updated under. So when I got the under, it was 47.5. Then it got dropped down to 46.5 when I gave the pick out yesterday. I won my bet, but anybody who listened to me yesterday ended up losing. So apologies to you, but I won, so whatever.
So who cares? That's all you should care about.
That's really all I do care about. So there you go. Yes, we'll get to all of that. We'll get to the Patriots and their matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs, with the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. We will have a scouting report of the Bengals. We'll take a look at everything they did in the offseason, their roster right now. We did not get that big Ja'Marr Chase breaking news we were expecting to get yesterday. But we do have some calls here on the line early, so let's get to them early and often here at 617-779-7937. We start with Justin, who is up in Maine. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, how you doing? What's up? I got to say there's got to be some human element to the reffing, because what I compare it to is in European soccer, they've got an offsides robot that will detect if, like, a pinky is offside.
I've seen that. So, and then they show that weird with the bodies going over the line. I've seen that thing before, yeah.
Right. I mean, last night it would be nice to see it on the toe on the end zone line, but in other cases, I mean, it can't be too much. I feel like they overdo it with the automatic touchdown calls and having to, like, that the refs are going to review it no matter what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I liked that they called it a touchdown, right? I liked that the ref called it a touchdown. I mean, he was standing right there looking at it. He probably saw that the toe was very close, but he called it a touchdown so they would review it and get it right. I think that's the right way of going about it. If it was an incomplete pass, or if he had called it incomplete, I don't know, the challenge might have gone differently there, but it was an automatic review, and they ended up ultimately getting it right. I mean, that's, you know, it was a heartbreaker for Baltimore, and likely certainly had some words for some fans. I don't know if you saw that clip there, Andy, but he was going down the tunnel with not quite Kyrie Irving at Thanksgiving, but it was close. And
I got no problem with that, actually.
Me neither. None whatsoever.
Like, I don't know how the general public will react to that, or, oh, your children are watching or whatever. No, first of all, it's social media. He didn't say it in the center of the field or at a press conference. And, you know, if it's good enough for Nick Sirianni, remember when he was popping off wherever he was last year?
Yep.
I mean, these are heated battles, and careers and money and everything swings on it, and the fans bring it on themselves. I want the fans to be passionate and loud toward the players, and I have no problem if a player tells a fan to go F himself.
All right, we have another call from Kelvin. Jacob, who answered the phone, said he could not understand where Kelvin said he was from. Kelvin, where are you from?
I live in Methuen, but I'm calling you mentioned the AI take over the referees.
Yes.
What about if AI take over the radio station and take over on you guys?
Buddy, have you not been paying attention? AI is taking over radio stations. Have you listened to a music station lately? That's 100% what's going on. Hot Take Bot is going to be taking our jobs here any minute. Don't worry about it, Calvin. If that's what you're waiting for, it's coming. All right? So enjoy this. Enjoy this human interaction while you can, because pretty soon that's all you're going to be getting. There's AI DJ. This has been going on for months, maybe even years. AI DJs all over the place, calling it. Here's the next song, and here's Nirvana with Lithium or whatever, and that's what they do now. It's a great way to save money, I hear. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We got a lot more to get to here involving this game that you just saw. Chiefs coming out on top over the Baltimore Ravens. Also, that offensive line, I think in some weird way, watching all those penalty flags and watching them get penalized over and over and over again in that first drive made me feel, in a weird way, a little bit better about the Patriots' offensive line. I'll explain why right after Tom Carroll tells you what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.